The Democratic presidential race heads into weekend contests in Michigan, Washington, and Maine, and next Tuesday, it's Virginia and Tennessee's turn. Joining me now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Anyone catch Kerry now?
Bob, the race is for delegates. Don't forget that as you look at all the results from Tuesday, and 80% of the delegates are yet to be decided. But after wins in Iowa, New Hampshire, and the five states yesterday, Kerry is pulling away. The states with the biggest number of delegates yesterday were Missouri and Arizona. They both went to Kerry. In addition, a clear pattern is emerging among voters. According to exit polls, Democrats like Kerry's experience. That means it's hard to label him as a Washington insider, which is the attack that the other Democrats have been launching at Kerry. Second, Democrats are telling exit pollsters that Kerry has the ability to win in the fall in Missouri, in Arizona, in Delaware. More than two-thirds of the voters who said their number one priority was beating President Bush in the fall went to John Kerry.
So what is John Edwards' strategy in the coming weeks?
Well, Bob, it's tough. He has to win. He had to win in South Carolina, and he did so. And he did well in Oklahoma, where he finished a close second to General Clark. Now he pins his hopes on upcoming races in Virginia and Tennessee, additional southern states. Clark is also going to compete there, however. Clark has the ability, as a fellow Southerner, to go after those voters. Edwards also has some support in Michigan, but it's not clear that he can win there without investing a lot of money in ads. And he also would need some support from unions. But Kerry is expected to get the American Federation of Teachers endorsement. And so it's not clear that Edwards has the ability to beat him in Michigan. Edwards' strategy is to appeal to people who have been losing jobs, complain about trade deals, his positive message, but I think it's going to be tough. But I got to tell you, it's clear that Kerry thinks that Edwards is his leading opponent. Kerry took some shots at him yesterday, saying that Edwards can't even beat George W. Bush in North Carolina, which is Edwards' home state, where he's a senator, in the general election. So maybe Kerry is identifying Edwards as his chief challenger.
Well, what about Howard Dean? He didn't win any states yesterday.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, he seems to have really imploded, Bob. Now, Dean says he's looking to Washington State and to Michigan, but, you know, polls in Michigan, so no chance. Washington State, Dean's not running any ads. He's been laying off staff. He's also talking about looking forward to February 17th in Wisconsin. His strategy seems to be wait for other candidates to fall away and be the last man standing to challenge Kerry. It's a desperation strategy at this point.
What about Joe Lieberman? He left the race yesterday.
Everybody says he's a great guy. He is a great guy. But it's not clear that he even has supporters that he can lend to other candidates who might challenge Kerry.
Al Sharpton in South Carolina?
Very interesting in that, you know, it was expected that he would do so well among black voters and possibly build up enough delegate strength so he could go to the convention in Boston in late July and make some deals. But he didn't get much in terms of the black vote, about 20% in South Carolina, where close to half of the Democrats who voted in the primary yesterday were African Americans. So it doesn't seem as if his strategy, which was to count on black support in Virginia, Tennessee, and then looking towards Michigan, will pan out to give him sufficient delegate strength to be a key player at the in the convention. It's a real turnaround from the way black voters behaved for Jackson in 84 and 88. This is a different black electorate out there in terms of the Democrats. They, too, like Democrats around the country, are saying they want someone who can defeat George W. Bush, and Kerry is the man holding that banner at the moment, Bob.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.